Hello and welcome to Total Packers and our Hall of Fame special. I'm Larry McCarron. Donald Driver and Mark Lee were the headline acts at the 47th annual induction banquet. The former, no doubt about it, he's in as soon as he's eligible selection. The latter, finally enshrined after a wait of more than 25 years. More on Mark Lee later. But first, our exclusive one-on-one interview with the most productive receiver in Green Bay Packers history, Mr. Donald Driver. Yeah. Donald, you've had about 8 months to kind of reflect upon your coming induction into the Packers Hall of Fame. How's it feeling now that it's here?
You know, I never could imagine that this time would come so soon. You know, normally you would think that you would have to wait, you know, 10, 15, 20 years before you get this honor. And fortunately, I only had to wait 4. And to be inducted into the Packers Hall of Fame with all the great icons and legends, words sometimes can't even express how you feel.
You spent your entire career, all 14 seasons worth, with the Green Bay Packers. Very important to you as you look back?
Very important. You know, Larry, it was that point where you start to realize that everything is a business, and that day will come. I remember reaching out to Brett, and I asked him, I said, you know, I'm not sure what I'm going to do. And he said, well, if you still love the game, you still want to play, then play. And I said, well, I just don't want to play for another team. And he said, well, if that's the case, then I think you already made your decision. I knew that at the end of that 2012 season, the Packers was going in a different route. And I respected that, and I understand it. I had some great friends from Jordy and Cobb and James and, you know, and Greg. And you knew that at the end of the day, we all have to leave. And so it came to a point where I was okay with it, and I was able to, you know, walk away knowing that I never wanted to play for anyone else.
The title is back in town. The Green Bay Packers are world champions of football.
It feels great. It feels great. This is what I've been dreaming of for a long time, and now it's finally here. I am a Super Bowl champ, baby. Super Bowl 45 champions, baby.
You were able to retire with the ring, the Super Bowl championship ring. Does having that Super Bowl championship on your resume, is that important as you go on? Was it important for you to leave the game with at least one championship?
It was very important. The ring solidified what you've done in the National Football League. I think a lot of guys don't get that, and a lot of guys fight for it. I think if I wouldn't have got that one back in 2010, I would say I would have probably still played today at 42 years old. I'll still be chasing that, because I think everybody wants that. And I have one that no one could ever take away from me, that sits in my house and I cherish. And I'm going to cherish that ring for the rest of my life.
Now, you're tremendously successful on a number of different fronts now, but nothing was ever given to you. I think your well-documented upbringing and so forth and the struggles you and your family face, that's been talked about. But football-wise, your first three seasons, 37 catches total, 3 touchdowns total. The other challenges you faced and overcame, did that help you? Because it wasn't handed to you as a Green Bay Packer. You made the team, but 3 years later, they're not making a bust for the Hall of Fame quite yet, right?
Right.
You talk about that.
You know, I came in here in 99 with a chip on my shoulder. I felt that I should have got drafted higher. You know, Green Bay at that time was just a team that gave me the opportunity. And I wanted to be the best. And I knew it wasn't going to come easy. They had so many great receivers in front of me when I first came here. And then once I made the team, the first 2 years was just a roller coaster. I was trying to find my way. I was trying to find out who Donald Driver really is. And I remember they kept drafting receivers. And I said, sooner or later, they're going to try to replace me as well. And every year I felt like I was always on the bubble. And then 2002 come. And I'm a restricted free agent, and I travel to different teams. I travel to Minnesota. And I remember Mike Tice kicked me out of his office and told me, send him back to Green Bay. And I looked at him, I was like, I'm going to make you pay. And to that point on, I came back with a chip on my shoulder. And I remember playing Minnesota that year. And I caught a ball across the middle, and I ran down the right, their sideline, left sideline. And I remember I got tripped up and I fell. And I fell right by Coach Tice. And I remember taking that ball and I sat it right by his foot. And I looked at him, I said, you wish you would have took me now? And he looked at me and smiled. And I've talked to him since then, and he said, I made a mistake. I should have made your offer. And but that was my entire life. It was always challenging. It was always adversity, you know, and it's how you overcome all that. You know, and I said every year the Packers drafted a receiver. And I kept saying, if I continue to say, regardless of me being a starter, me having a 1,000-yard season, me putting up 70, 50 catches, if I kept myself on the bubble, that means I was always hungry to prove everybody wrong. And that's what I did. So every year until I retired, I was always on the bubble because my job was always in jeopardy.
To the 10, to the 5, to the pylon, touchdown! The old man still got it, Dono Driver!
All players like the fans, but there's something special, some kind of special connection between you and the fans. I mean, it's heartfelt, and I think it's heartfelt both ways. Could you talk about that?
It was the day I came here in 99. When I came out for my first practice and training camp. I remember a kid, Matt Sims. He was my bike boy. And he, as a kid, he collected all these Packer legends. And he would always get these guys to sign. And I asked him, I said, out of all people, why you choose me? And he said, you're going to be the greatest Packer player in history. And I looked at him and I went, I'm just trying to make the team, kid. And to that day, I didn't want to let him down as a kid that believed in me from the beginning. Golly. To where I'm at today. We're still friends. He's grown and got kids now. And for one kid that at the time was 8 years old to tell me that, everything I did was for the fans. Every catch, every dive, every block, it was for the fans. I love the atmosphere when they cheer me on. I love that when I started to do the shimmy shake, everyone started to do it in the stands every first down. I wouldn't be the person that I am without them. They're the ones buying the jerseys. They're the ones screaming and yelling. My job was just to catch a football. And they are the ones that put me on the pedestal. I'd never put myself there. So for me to think that I'm better than them, it wouldn't even be fair. They are way better than I am. And that's why I do it.
You selected Ron Wolf to be your presenter. Could you talk about that?
You know, that wasn't even a tough decision. You know, I had choices to make, and my number one choice was Ron. And you know, and I thought about it kind of, when do I ask my good friend to announce me? And I wanted Ron to be the one to induct me. That was the one that from day one told me that he had everything riding on me. I remember the day he called me to his office and pulled me in that room and said, hey, listen, no one else believes that you're going to make this team. And to this day, I have never forgot that moment. And every day at practice, every dive, every catch, I would look at Ron. And Ron would sit back there in the back with his hat on his head and kind of look at me and just kind of nod. For a guy that believed me from day one and had the love for me and the support, I couldn't have picked a better person to announce me for the Hall of Fame.
Donald, thanks for the time. Congratulations, and it's great to see you again.
You too, lad. Thanks.
Time for a short break. When we come back, the highlights from the actual induction ceremony. We'll be hearing from both Donald and his presenter, Ron Wolf. Stay with us. When Donald Driver first learned of his coming induction into the Packers Hall of Fame last November, he said, quote, It is something that I can always look back and be able to tell my kids that their dad, he accomplished something great. Well, that accomplishment became official on July 22nd at the 2017 Green Bay Packers Hall of Fame induction banquet.
Donald Driver is what this great game is all about. It's a story about a young man from Alcorn State University whose determination, dedication, and drive led him as a late-round draft choice to defy all the odds and become the leading receiver in the history of pro football's most dynamic and legendary franchise, the Green Bay Packers.
It's my pleasure to present you with this Hall of Fame ring and this bronze football, representing your contributions to the Green Bay Packers and your induction into the Packers Hall of Fame.
To Packer Nation,
tonight is our night. We're in the Hall of Fame, baby. We are in the Hall of Fame.
Somebody comes downstairs and say, Donald, Ron Wolf wants you to come to his office. And I'm thinking, shoot, okay, I must have been balling. I'm going to get a new contract. This is it. This is awesome. 7th round, about to get a 1st-round contract. I'm about to be making money. Ron gets me in his office. He said, listen, there's not one person that believes you're going to make this team. But I do. And I looked at him and I said, for real? Not one person think I'm going to make this team? And when I left out his office, he said, when you make the team, I want you to come back. And I walk up there and he said, congratulations on making the team. I told you I had something for you. And I said, what is it? He said, let's go downstairs. And as you all remember, the old pro shop, little small, real condensed pro shop. He was like, get what you want. I said, okay. And I remember walking over to that jacket and I looked at the price. I said, woo-wee. And I wore that jacket and kept that jacket in my presence for 18 amazing years. And I know Ron didn't know this was coming, but Ron, this is not my night. It's your night as well. I want to give you something that you gave me 18 years ago. To the fans, every ball that I caught, it was for you. When I retired, it was for you. And tonight's Hall of Fame is for you. I love you all. Thank you. Thank you.
Donald becoming the 159th Green Bay Packers Hall of Fame inductee. Number 158, Mark Lee. And we'll have his story when we come back. Yours truly had the pleasure of playing with Mark Lee for 5 seasons. And he was a shutdown corner before the phrase became popular. 2nd-round draft pick, and ability-wise, he was a thoroughbred who could run and cover. Mark's 31 career interceptions, number 2 all-time among Packers cornerbacks. His induction, long overdue, but as we learned over his Hall of Fame weekend, much better late than never. Mark, last fall, you've been out of the game somewhere around 26 years, and you get the call from the Hall of Fame that says you're going in.
Wow. You know, I've always thought about that as I finished my career, but when I got retired after 5 years, I thought maybe I just might get that call based on what I'd done. on the field. And didn't get it. And 10 years go by. So you kind of forget about it, but it's always stuck in the back of your head that maybe sometime that I might get that call. And when I got that call, my heart almost stopped in a way, you know? I just said, wow, finally they called me. I start reminiscing about who's all in there. Guys like yourself, Tony Cannadale, James Lofton, Bart Starr, Forrest Gregg, all those guys. And now I'm in that room with those guys. And it's still mind-boggling to me to think about that.
Mark Lee with another outstanding game.
Having the best season of his career.
I think maybe outside of quarterback, maybe the toughest job in football. You are out there in space. Talk about the mindset it takes to play cornerback in the NFL.
Well, I think first of all, you have to have a short memory. Because I truly believe there's no such thing as a shutdown corner. There are too many good wide receivers in the league. You're not going to shut everybody down, you know. But you can make it very difficult for them to catch the ball. You got to block everything out, Larry. You even got to block the crowd that's yelling and cheering for you. You got to block all that out, and it's just you and that guy. You know, it's just like you and him is the only guy on that field, and that's kind of how I approached every time I lined up on that ball to play a wide receiver.
You met a rather unique challenge, and that was being a terrific player on some not-so-terrific teams. I think that says a lot.
I do, too, after, you know, looking back at my career at this point and thinking about all the seasons that I had here, and they weren't a lot of good seasons. You know, it's tough. The only thing I can do is do what I do, you know, do what I do best and let the chips fall where they may. But I know I had to be solid in what I do. So that's kind of how I looked and took my career when I looked back at all those years that we weren't doing well. Because when you ain't doing well, you know what happens. You know, coaches change.
Yep.
Other coaches bring their personnel in and players. It's tough, but you still got to play.
Playing in the NFL for a long period of time, it kind of, you know, leaves an indelible mark. And in my humble opinion, it's a really good mark. What do you think?
I think so, too. I mean, that's what every player wants to do. They want to get in there and play for a long time. You know, whatever team it is, you know, you want to be a durable player for a long time. Durable is always good because, you know, you can play when you got a little bit of the nicks and bruises, and they're going to come every Sunday. They're going to come. So just really have the mindset of really wanting to be out there and play and help your team in any way you can.
Certainly a time when these types of honors are bestowed, certainly a time when guys maybe take a moment and reflect on their careers. And if you've done that at all, how do you think back on it?
You know, I love playing for this team. I really did, you know, even though we had some really tough years, you know. But, you know, through the history of this team and what this team stand for all those years, as a kid, I didn't know too much about Green Bay. You know, all I knew is that they won a lot of games. Won a lot of championships. But it means a lot, it really does to me to be a part of this all. When I look back and look at my career, and I'm playing, in my opinion, and I think it's a lot of other people's opinion, that this is the greatest organization in all of football, in my opinion, and I truly believe that.
Mark takes center stage at the Packers Hall of Fame induction ceremony. That's coming up on the other side of the break. Stay with us. Mark Lee waited 26 years to be inducted into the Green Bay Packers Hall of Fame. But you know what? The sights and sounds of his induction say it was well worth the wait. Take a look.
In the 43 years that I coached, my answer has always been the same. He was the most talented and most fluid athlete I ever coached. And that gifted and talented 14-year-old kid that I met back in 1972 at Hanford High School would become one of the great gifts in my life's journey. Thank you so much.
Mark, on behalf of the Green Bay Packers Hall of Fame, I present you with this Hall of Fame ring and this bronze statue as a representation of what you've done for the Green Bay Packers and your induction into the Green Bay Packers Hall of Fame.
We've been down some tough roads. Bob's not only been a coach for me, he's been my teacher. Teacher in a classroom and a teacher of life for me. I want to thank you, Bob, for being here tonight for me. What a credible honor to be inducted into the Green Bay Packer Hall of Fame. Beyond my greatest dreams. Really it is. Beyond it. Last but not least, the Green Bay Packer fans, I gotta tell you, you guys are the most incredible fans in the whole league. And every time I come back, you guys still give me love. And I want to thank you guys, and you are truly, truly the best fans in the whole football league. I am so proud to be a part of the Brotherhood right now, a unique and elite club. Thank you so much. God bless. Go Packers. Thank you, guys.
Mark Lee and Donald Driver, a pair of most deserving players, taking their rightful places among the Green Bay Packers' all-time greats. For Total Packers, I'm Larry McCarron. Until next time, take care.